Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Kebbell Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
My name is Jose Guavitierra. I come here about nearly 30 years. And then I ran this business for 8 years. We call it Parrillas del Sur, a typical Bolivian restaurant. We have got saldeñas from Bolivia, chicharrón de cerdo, tengo picante mixto, chicken, 5 different meats that we call Parrillas del Sur.
We're quite early into the restaurant today. It's only just opened just as we were arriving, so still quite quiet when we came, but now about 6 or 7 tables with South American looking couples eating their lunch come for a taste of home far out in the cold of the Old Kent Road in East London. They're having their quick taste of the sunshine, the altiplano, the fresh air, the skies of South America. This road that we're on, the Old Kent Road, is one of the most famous roads in London. And I think people might be surprised to discover a Bolivian restaurant on the Old Kent Road.
Yeah. I saw, for example, on the bus, you know. So all the people from here on the bus, Parrillas del Sur, Bolivia, Bolivia. I saw the heads, you know, the head, Bolivia, Bolivia.
Do you, mostly English people who come to your restaurant or from all over?
Different. More, 70% coming from the South American people. And then 30% coming on a few different countries.
What's on the menu for lunch today?
Today, I have got chanca de pollo, it's chicken soup, costilla, asparagus, and then I have got the main course, I have got tongue, picante mixto, the lengua, costilla de res, al grill, chuleta de res. So, chao, Benito.
The cook here is a Bolivian lady. She's stirring away the huge bubbling pot of soup. She doesn't speak any English, so Tom and I have been brushing off our Spanish skills as best we could to talk to her. She's a very cheerful lady, big smile, lovely gold teeth glimmering away, and she's not too impressed with English food, she tells me, but she's cooked some very, very good Bolivian food.
Okay, so we've just come up to the bar that overlooks the kitchen here. Habla español. Just come up to the bar here and being shouted at to speak Spanish. To order some lunch.
Para almuerzo una lengua para mí.
Lengua es el segundo.
Sí, para segundo lengua para mí.
Sí.
Para mí el pancho.
Ya, sí, pancho.
Sí, pancho.
El pancho, tío. Sí, pancho.
The soup's arrived. One is the chicken soup, one is the rib soup. Each one a huge steaming bowl on this cold day on the Old Kent Road, garnished with sliced spring onion and lovely hunks of potato. This is what soup should look like, and from my experience of cycling in South America, this is about as close as you can get to an Andean cafe. Oh, this is what soup should taste like.
I guess when you travel, food is it's like one of your only friends, isn't it? It's a constant, but it becomes really a solace in many ways.
It's so striking in Britain how the massive variety of foods available is.
Yeah.
A lot of countries you go to, you get the same 4, 5, 6 things every single day, every single cafe.
I think in many ways that makes food better. You kind of, if you make the same recipe day in, day out, every day, like this lady here is doing, you know, you become a total expert in it. Whereas in this country, we're very lucky that we can make a pizza one night, a curry the next night. I think there's a lot to be said for the repetition of a recipe. You know, it's how it becomes kind of ingrained in the culture of the place.
Just been given a glass of what looks like kind of iced tea, but
yeah, it looks like iced tea.
When you taste it, it's got so much cinnamon and clove, clavels.
Clavels.
It's kind of like a taste of Christmas. And it's been made with unrefined sugar. It's incredibly sweet. A bit too sweet for me.
¿Qué es eso?
Sin pancho.
Sin pancho. Está mucho sin pancho.
I've just popped into the kitchen where the lady running the show is cooking what looks like a kind of a flank steak, perhaps, cooked in oil and garlic. That's what Al's having. It looks pretty heavy going.
Oh, it's massive.
Al's food has just arrived at the table. It's a huge piece of fried meat resting on top of a mountain of rice, another mountain of boiled potatoes, topped with a fried egg, and then topped with a fresh tomato and red onion salsa. If you're hungry, this is the place to be.